I'm Eldridge Morse. I'm a distinguished professor emeritus at UC Davis in geology, and I've been with UC Davis for 45 years. I'm sitting here in the Cache Creek Nature Preserve Overlook, which is an area that looks out over some ponds that are lying in a depression formed by gravel mining. We can hear traffic in the background. We can hear the occasional airplane going by. And then at times, one can hear gravel mining just over a ways from here. The aggregate itself ends up in this part of the creek by erosion, by uplift and erosion of the rocks
in the coast range.
Cache Creek's an interesting creek because there's evidence that, at least for part of its history, Clear Lake actually drained northwest into the Russian River drainage, and about 1,000 years ago or so, that was stopped by a big landslide, and the drainage reversed, and it came into this region in here. I think that there's probably been a series of reversals back and forth, but at least for the last 1,000 years or so, it's been draining this way. So the things that make it unique are the things that you see in its source region, which are these rocks of the coast ranges that are out in here. Understanding the geology actually settles you into the region. It tells you why the landscape is here and what it represents, and it also tells you something, in this case, of the economic history of this region, which is the mining of gravel here. Why do we mine gravel? We mine gravel to make concrete. We mine gravel to make asphalt. Gravel is a non-renewable resource. It's being remade in the streams that we see here, but it's not being remade at the rate that we're consuming it. So it actually is something that we need to be careful about. The significance of the Cache Creek Nature Preserve is that it preserves not only what many people refer to as nature, but it also is a place close to a populated area where people can come out and observe not only the animals and plants in this region, but also look out across the landscape and see the hills and think about how they might have formed. And you can do it in a region that's mostly quiet. It's not really marked by a lot of traffic. And so I think it's a place where you can kind of settle down and consolidate your feelings about life and yourself.